This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
International.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 15th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today we're talking culture. Today we're trying to understand Bahamian culture. Today we're going to speak about what is a culturalist, their roles, their journey, what they should be doing in this atmosphere. This atmosphere of controversy at this present time, especially regarding Junkanoo. Today, we're going to speak on the way forward. Today, we're going to speak on the changing of our culture or the conclusion of our culture, the journey of our culture, what it is, what is Bahamian culture in general. We're going to talk about what is our premier culture. Is it Junkanoo or is it storytelling in general, right? Storytelling including poetry, storytelling including writing, songwritings, etc. What we are recognized for. What are we trailblazing in, right? Is culture planned, right? Is it something that is germane that just happens and say, well, this is something that comes about and that's our culture? Or is it something that the government needs to be involved in to create, shepherd, to create what it is that who we say we are, right? I want to have that type of discussion, right? Is our culture, the Bahamian culture, by chance, something that we stumble upon? Is it something that we need to craft, take seriously, to say, man, this is what we want to do, we're going to do this, and then we create laws, we create destinations and markers to say this is where we headed to. So that's the conversation I'm hoping to have today. And I want those persons who happen to call, who's able to call, to, when you do call, or when you do call, you think from a cultural mindset of what it is to be Bahamian. Like, what it is that you want to see us at. Say, well, we're here now, and I want to see us here. And everything is geared towards culture. There still seems to be a debate between the government and Junkanoo's and NPAS, that where they seem that they are not moving from, right? The Junkanoo's have a viewpoint, right? And the government has a viewpoint. And then there is the Bahamians, who are not necessarily involved in Junkanoo, but they are Bahamian, so the culture, Junkanoo culture, belongs to them, right? So they have a viewpoint on how they see the Bahamas, how they see our culture, and how they want to have our culture expressed, right? So I have three different people I mentioned. We have the Junkanoos; these are the practitioners. Then there is the government, who tend to represent the people, and so the people in the government tend to be the same. Right, but we know that there are some players, right, inside government who may do their own thing. But in terms of representing the Bahamian people, the government represents the Bahamian people and their interests by de facto, right, by definition, right. But if Junkanoo is broken, if Junkanoo has an impasse, and mind you, Junkanoo works, right. We go to the parade every year, twice, right? And these are the subsequent parades. But there's a number of frustration even in that. And even that can be improved upon. Say, well, I see where Junkanoo is. I like it. But these are the ways I think it could be better received, better produced. This is the future of Junkanoo. And I need people who are involved in Junkanoo. Say, where do you see Junkanoo? Do you like it where it is? You say, man, I don't want it improved no more, right? Or you see that Junkanoo can be more of transported to something bigger and grander that we can celebrate, that's a discussion too, being the so-called premier cultural expression of the Bahamas. Recently, I was engaged in a conversation which says that Bahamians copycat or copy culture. And of course, I got on the defensive and said, not necessarily so. And the people who were discussing it was given examples that the most played music you could hear at cultural places would more likely be reggae. The most played music or appreciated on radios would more likely be hip-hop, rap, some kind of foreign culture, right? And their premise was that we copy everything. That the Bahamas, part of our culture is a hodgepodge of different cultures mixed together, fused together, and this is where we come back. Well, this is us, our identity. Mix up. A conch salad. Nothing negative about that per se. It just happens that that's what it is. And I want to hear your position on that too. Is that so? Right? Those persons who have some of that conversation say, if you find out what you think is Bahamian culture, see that they have their genesis someplace else and that they were imported here and that we now do it in our flair, but the initial concept of it is foreign in some way. But before we start that conversation, let me see if I can find that clip. I forget to bring that clip to play. And then I have a news article to read into the record, so you can see where the discussion is. But first of all, let me get...
I disagree that groups were threatened. Groups are not and do not have to be members of the JCNP. The JCNP is not holding a gun, a knife, or any weapon to any Jonkunu group for their allegiance to the JCNP. Any group or organization could do as they feel as it pertains to the membership. As it relates to the JCMP rules and our procedures, we are a private and independent body that made up of rules. The minister should appreciate that. He is a member of a political party, and they have their rules, they have their mandates, and if there's disagreements within that organization, there are ways in which that is dealt with, and it isn't dealt with in the public. And so I have no more other comment to make on the allegations as it pertains to groups feeling threatened. Again, if a group feels threatened, he could simply remove themselves from the JCNP. Do a lot of disagree that
I groups... I'm playing it again, so make sure you hear it.
Groups are not and do not have to be members of the JCNP. The JCNP is not holding a gun, a knife, or any weapon to any Jonkunu group for their allegiance to the JCNP. Any group or organization could do as they feel as it pertains to the membership. As it relates to the JCNP rules and our procedures, we are a private and independent body that made up of rules. The minister should appreciate that. He is a member of a political party, and they have their rules, they have their mandates, and if there's disagreements within that organization, there are ways in which that is dealt with. And it isn't dealt with in the public. And so I have no more other comment to make on the allegations as it pertains to groups feeling threatened.
Okay. That's why I bring in Aaron Graham, because I brought her in to read this article from the minister. This is a response by Chairman Darren, who is the chairman of the JCNP. There was some back and forth inside the news, and he said, man, we ain't hashing this out inside the news. We ain't hashing this out inside the news. This is our official response. Groups register with us. We have a mandate. We are an organization that is private. And that's what I want to hash out. I'm going to hash that out and then find out exactly what is the mandate of the JCNP and whether the whole organization is broken, right? Whether this is an impasse that they can't get over. That means there needs to be some kind of arbitration in between so we can talk about it to have this solved before December come or moving forward. Or you're just comfortable with what's happening right now. But we have Erin Green who's joining me today. She's going to be joining me with the discussion, and we can hash out this information and also read the article from the minister also.
All right. You see, I put on my jacket, right?
I see you put on your jacket.
That was cold.
It's cool.
I mean, that was cold.
That was cool, you think?
The place just got colder as you were reading. Is it Darren or Dion? You said Darren. I just wanted to know if they had Dion. A new president.
No.
I mean, new chairman. Yeah, you don't have a new chairman?
No. Still Dion. Sorry. Forgive me for that. Go ahead.
They still have the same chairman?
Same chairman.
Oh, okay. Remember when I said that the Junkanoo groups behaving just like the JCNP behaving just like the political party, like the same culture, it appears has taken root within the JCNP that we see and have seen over the last couple of decades? Yeah. Y'all just do it this way. Why would you expect us to do it?
And this is why you must lead by example, and a number of organization is watching the government, and the government needs to correct itself. But that being said, mm-hmm. I bring this joke. I have it as a joke, a running joke, but it's a serious commentary. When I was working over the bridge, mm-hmm. Dealing with some high-end clients, right? I keep on bringing it up to make sport of us and also to remind us on how people see us. And the joke was from this billionaire, right? He owns a farm, and most of the products, canned products that we import to the Bahamas is his brand. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to his friends, his elite friends. He said, first of all, Bahamas is perfect. There's no crime here at all, he says. And I said, what do you mean there's no crime here at all, right? He said, in contrast to the countries where he lived, you know, in Israel, in Africa, he said, there's absolutely no crime here. He could just drive anywhere he wants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go with armed forces. Right? And he said he lived in countries where he had armed forces there. He said, the problem with the Bahamas is there are too many Bahamians here.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
And of course, he's trying to goad me in, but I remember that commentary, and it sticks with me decades mm-hmm. later. The problem with the Bahamas is there are too many Bahamians living in the Bahamas.
You know what the next problem with the Bahamas is?
Go ahead.
There's too many Bahamians who agree with that sentiment.
Yeah. And he mentioned that all of our problems is done by Bahamians. And he goes on to say that, but technically he's trying to make a point that Bahamians is the problem for the Bahamas. That he's living a perfect life behind the gates where he live, mm-hmm. right? Where he doesn't see Bahamians. Bahamians are not involved mm-hmm. in his life.
Because he's just in the Bahamas.
He's just in the Bahamas.
Devoid of Bahamians.
He lives in a different country. He lives in a different country. And he said that his influence is to export his country, where he lives, into or onto the Bahamas.
Remember when...
And that's slowly happening now, where Bahamians are so desperate to have this foreign culture that we have foreign concept shops, foreign concepts and culture mm-hmm. to permeate so we could feel less Bahamian.
Remember the boy who said he was going to build a hotel in the Bahamas? A hotel in the Bahamas and call it somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
He's going to call it somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
That's still not going on?
Well, I hope that the lack of activity we're seeing is due solely to the importance of finding a new name for the venture. Mm. Right? Like, come and do it. You want to invest in the Bahamas? That's great. You're a foreigner, you want to come here and live and make the place better? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare come to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to launch a tourism product mm-hmm. and call it somewhere else. Mm. And whoever gave you the initial approval, semi-approval, final approval, letter of intent approval, with the Oban approval, whoever gave you any sort of approval, they need to get the beaten on the bottom of their foot.
This is why they create gated communities, to make sure...
To keep people like me out with these ideas.
Make sure it says it's someplace else. But let's go back to the article, because we want to discuss that and then move on to what we should be talking about. If there is a Junkanoo crisis, why aren't culturalists actively involved now to solve it? To say, okay, stop. Everybody, stop. This is what Junkanoo is about. This is where we're headed toward. This is what we should be doing. At this present time, it just seems that the government has a perspective. The Junkanoos have a different perspective. And therefore, there's no movement.
Mm-hmm.
We have no clue what is happening.
And no space.
We just hope, help and hope.
And what if the biggest problem is not that the Junkanoos have a perspective and the government has a perspective and they are different perspectives, but what if the real problem is that there's been no space created to hear the perspective of the Bahamian, the average Bahamian mm-hmm. in the process? What if that's the problem? And as soon as we create not just the space, but the mechanisms to bring those voices and concerns onto the drawing table, the things will get right.
And I like that. Just that neither of the groups that I've called want to make space for the average Bahamian.
I loved it. You heard what the boy say? The boy say, like, you know, if you have a problem with the JCNP, you feel like you're being threatened, go home.
No, you're still, a rash. You're just saying.
Yeah, no, because because he could not tell me I couldn't go on bay. Yeah,
you can rush still.
Yeah, in fact, I just need them to know. And nobody could tell nobody they can't rush on bay. See, this is my thing. What do you all think John Canoe is?
And that's where we get into. But let's read the article and let's get what, to your opinion, what is John Canoe? And I want you to tell me, is the John Canoe Parade, we're talking about January 1st and December 26th, is that a national parade? Because if it's a national parade, it has a different meaning. The JCNP is a private group. They manage a private operation.
Let me give you another example dead quick. Just another real living example. Years ago, the government initialized the creation of a body called Civil Society Bahamas, right? It is an umbrella organization. Its intent is to, an umbrella organization to create, provide structure for, right, the civil society space in the country. It enables smaller organizations who cannot on their own get ECOSOC accreditation to participate in UN activities to get that accreditation through the umbrella organization so that they could participate in larger, in these supranational activities, right? The government initiated the creation of it. Over the years, the people who are managing it have determined that it's a private, right, that they started it, it's their body, it don't have anything to do with other organizations unless they say so, right? But the government initiated it for a specific, they initialized it for a specific purpose, right? And then the people come in and they decide they can put their own purpose on it.
Remember that expat over PI?
You mean that he was celebrating people who happen to be female?
Let's go to the read the article so we can have
I so shame I didn't buy the little $10 ticket for 80 anyway. They was giving away cars, Yuri. They was giving away cars. You want me to read from the article?
Yeah, read that from the article. Because JCNP just text with the person accusing you off, but I can read that after you.
Oh, you should let me see it.
No.
JCNP threatened groups minister. Youth Sports and Culture Minister Mary Boleg said he has been informed that the John Canoe Corporation of New Providence threatened groups with the loss of sponsorship and possible expulsion if they registered directly with his ministry government seed funding. Mr. Boleg said the calls this week from several groups disturbed him, especially since they came just a day after he met with JCNP officials and believed discussions had gone well. He said some groups claimed they were told to either, quote, fall in line, close quotes, with the corporation's agenda or, quote, suffer certain consequences, close quotes. Quote, as the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, I don't condone this type of nonsense because the groups are not being allowed to exercise their right to participate in a national parade, close quotes. He said, quote, these parades are national and they are run by the government of the Bahamas, close quotes. The allegations mark the latest flashpoint in the government's battle with the JCNP over the proposed John Canoe Authority bill. The corporation had suspended practices, accused the government of sidelining it during the drafting process, and warned that the legislation would strip away its independence. Although the suspension has since been lifted, officials confirmed the JCNP had even considered organizing separate parades in protest. Yesterday, JCNP public relations members pushed back, saying differences of opinion exist, but the corporation must act collectively. They compared the JCNP to cabinet, insisting no group should defy majority decisions. I just need to pause for a second. Okay, we continue. Quote, if we are all marching on one foot, then we are marching on one foot, close quotes, one said. Quote, they are trying to pick us off one by one because the love of money is going to cause the detriment of the culture. We should have the right to parade and the rights to choose, close quotes. Mr. Boleg countered that the JCNP has no authority to block groups from registering within his ministry, stressing that every organization must submit documents directly to qualify for seed funding. Quote, you can't take the people funds to give it a to give it a delinquent individual, so therefore they have to have a current business license, close quotes, he said. However, JCNP Public Relations Officer John Williams said the ministry's demand breaks with 21 years of practice, noting that groups have always registered through the JCNP, which then forwards names for funding. Close quotes, as long as you are JCNP member group and you're submitted by the JCNP, you're expected to get seed funding, unless the government decides that they're not issuing the seed funding. Close quotes, he said. If I had a pin, I would stick it right there.
We can discuss all that.
The dispute comes as Friday's registration deadline looms. Mr. Boleg said groups are still signing up, including at least four A groups and six or seven B groups. Meanwhile, dissent is surfacing within the Junkanoo community. Some members privately admitted they support the bill but felt pressured to align with the JCNP after receiving a declaration form pledging loyalty to the corporation. I ran out of pins, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. Gary Russell, executive chairman of Music Makers, said it was the first time he had seen such a form. He acknowledged being urged by phone to take a specific position but refused, saying he wanted more clarity. Quote, with any organization, there are some things you will agree to and not agree to, but you cannot just blankly agree with everything and blankly disagree with everything, close quotes, he said. A former JCNP executive said he stopped attending meetings because of, quote, the nonsense that's going on, close quotes, and accused the corporation of acting against the Constitution. Others said they feared victimization unless the government assumed control of the parade or offered protection. Mr. Boleg said the government will not support any group being penalized for speaking out. He insisted the Junkanoo parades will continue as scheduled with or without JCNP's participation. Mr. Williams maintained the corporation is not fighting the government, but, quote, fighting for its role and rights, close quotes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read this text. I'm going to go to the caller here. It says, Aaron, why are you guys aiding in the government intrusion into Junkanoo community? Imagine if the government were focused on immigration and crime issues the way they are so laser focused on destroying the JCNP, all in a payback for the PM's brother.
Okay, I could respond to that.
Yeah.
First of all, you destroy your entire argument by the last little part there about all but payback for the Prime Minister's brother. Why would you, first of all, assume that people who are contributing to this conversation give two hoots about the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister's brother? Okay? Second of all, Nuri, I don't know if you remember years ago. I mean, I've been talking about this Junkanoo thing from before we realized that the prodigal sons don't know where Bay Street is, mm-hmm. right? Before we realized that the Valley Boys don't know what outside or inside toilet is, right? Before all of that. And my greatest concern was that the JCNP and the government in collusion, right, were using Junkanoo in ways for their own purposes that was destroying Junkanoo at its core, right? That the government and the JCNP colluded, right, so that they could take advantage of what they want for their benefits and their agendas with no real attention to the preservation and the survival of Junkanoo. I've been talking about that for years and years and years. And now that the two people who were colluding with each other to the exclusion of the general public are mad at each other, the people who continue to talk about this problem are somehow in cahoots with the government or with anybody, I'm in cahoots with common sense.
I have more text, but I'm going to go to the call.
Yeah, man.
A number of persons are saying you are in cahoots also, Aaron. I'm going to have you respond to it too.
Yeah.
Let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
Godly day to Stark in a voice, along with you and Aaron Newry.
Good morning.
What did you say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Pardon me. I was thinking of that thought. Aaron, you so on it, you just joke.
Blessings.
Bless it. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Continue doing well.
Okay.
Let's
say this entire Junkanoo fiasco happened because of issues going on with the Valley Boys, Junkanoo Group. The JCNP became compromised when they took sides with the faction of Valley Boys. Instead of staying neutral and allowing the group to sort its own matter, they then engaged. They managed to get all of the other groups to join them in taking sides in the Valley Boys matter, but yet still want to act like they didn't instigate the mess that now exists. Now they have found a way to get all the groups in to think there is a fight with the government.
And you know what the irony is? The irony is that the Valley Boy debacle fiasco is fascinating, it's entertaining, and it's enlightening. But the real issue was that the prodigal sons, with their clear and obvious inability to get to Bay Street, kept getting seed money. Without the prodigal sons or the JCNP or any entity showing the Bahamian people that we have made substantive steps to assist the prodigal sons in improving their capacity and ensuring that they don't, quote unquote, waste the taxpayers' money. And after the conversation began, right, and we already saw that the prodigal sons had a problem and didn't get to Bay, another cycle occurred and the government had to ask the prodigal sons for the money back. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the real issue. That people are focused on the Valley Boys as the root, right? Like what raised this thing is a clear indicator of what the problem is.
Let me ask this caller something. Is this a national Junkanoo parade? Or is this a private parade that we happen to attend?
No, it's a national Junkanoo parade.
Let me ask the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call you live. Call girl once. Okay, the caller, hang up. That was for you, caller, just now. You hang up two stones. But now I got to ask Aaron. The JCMP say they're a private organization. They have a mandate. They have a constitution.
Who gave them the mandate?
We're getting there soon. They have a mandate and they have a constitution, right? The mandate of the, or the initial mandate that we understood was that they managed the parade. They were a faction of government,
mm-hmm.
and they managed the parade. They have moved from that. They are no longer just that. They represent the Junkanoo groups, the A groups and the B groups. They joined, come together to form a union. They saying that the government can have whatever they want, but their labor is their own.
Mm-hmm.
The Saxons said they can choose to come on Bay if they want or not. The Valley Boys, or the, how many Valley Boys there is, and the other groups said they can choose to come.
But that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean it's not a national parade. They could choose to participate in the national activity or not.
And they're saying that the government is not respecting their labor. They are planning things without considering how they feel or how the groups will be involved in it.
Man, look here.
So therefore,
remember the part,
they are now withholding their labor.
Remember the part where I said that when the JCNP and the government were comfortable with the nature of their relationship, despite the fact that it marginalized entirely the voice of the average Bahamian, the Bahamian people, and even cultural stakeholders?
Yes.
Remember that part? But now that they're at odds with each other, ain't nobody but Junkanoos have anything to say about it? Oh, man.
Now let's talk about that.
Oh, man.
Who does the Junkanoo parade belong to? The same question again, just a different way I asked it.
It belongs...
Just a different way I asked it.
It belongs to the Junkanoos.
Therefore, it's a private institution.
No, pause. That doesn't make it a private institution. Here's the point I'm making.
You just said it belongs to the Junkanoos.
It don't belong to the JCNP.
Junkanoos are in the JCNP.
No, call for someone
to speak on their behalf.
I'm so glad I re-pulled this article back up because the language used in this particular article by representatives of the JCNP,
yes,
right, suggests that regular Junkanoos don't own Junkanoo. Regular Junkanoos don't own, they own Junkanoo groups. Right? Like, there's the irony. Remember, I don't know if you were listening in the earlier segment, I say sometimes I feel like that Grammy who just wanted to beat everybody in the room and start flinging children. Mm. This is another space in which I beginning to feel the very same way. I can't imagine. The Junkanoos, they're people who spend thousands of dollars every year to bring Junkanoo to Bay, who have no say in how their group operates and is managed.
And we can appreciate, and in fact, some would say that's the row was happening inside the Valley Boys, the plural, two groups, that the regular people have no say.
You telling me, you saying to the government, you cannot treat me the way that I treat the people beneath me? That's my job to treat people that way.
But all of the major groups and big groups have voted to send a representative to speak on their behalf to join the JCNP. They have not abdicated, but put in proxy the representative to say, hey, whatever you decide inside this organization, we, the group, will follow.
I don't know if that's exactly what has been said in every
Someone group. Needs to come and say that's not what's said. But at this present time, that is what's being put forward, that the JCNP have representatives of every group. And that body is now turned into a body, and I use the word union,
mm-hmm.
who said that they will negotiate with the government as a united group.
I mean,
and that united group saying that, government, we ain't budging. These are our things, the junk news things. And the government is saying no.
Yeah, man. See,
hold on, let me finish this point.
Yeah, yeah.
The government is saying no. The national parade doesn't belong necessarily to the groups. It belongs to the Bahamian people. And they are there representing the Bahamian people's interests. And the Junkanoo said, no, it does not belong to the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to the Junkanoos. And if it belongs to the Junkanoos say how it goes.
Who the name the Saxons belong to?
Villa Francis owned the word Saxons.
And he owns it, right?
Yeah, he owns it.
Does he allow the Saxons to use it for free?
No,
they have to pay to use it.
They got to pay Villa to use it.
I don't know. You know what? Let them, as you said that, let them have Junkanoo, because I don't want to be with them when the ancestors come back. When the spirit of Junkanoo come back and say, is this what y'all have done with my Junkanoo while I've been gone? I ain't going to be there with them. Set,
and I hear
who
the
have
critique.
To answer to the spirit of our ancestors.
I hear the critique, but the ancestors belong to them too, as they belong to us. Let's go to the next caller here and bring that in.
I know what belongs to somebody that I ain't talking.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Greed.
Yes.
Greed are being established in the group and among the Russians nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They just greed this. Going to destroy everything. You know, some group, genuine Russia's going to still be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But greed, they... anyhow, you know, that's the problem.
Thank you.
You know, and what amazes me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people were caught up in that greed situation, or that immature situation, whatever, that stealing situation, that not fear situation. Some of them saying that they're Christian. I wish they come in my face talking foolishness. Thank you all for your time.
Good.
Thank you, Berman.
Recently, when the government, Minister of Culture, called all of the Junkanoo groups to talk about this new...
The authority bill, Junkanoo authority bill.
They call all of the Junkanoo groups.
Mm-hmm.
They call persons who have interest in it. That's the JCNP, the NJC.
Mm-hmm.
They also call the sponsors. Every sponsor who sponsored these Junkanoo groups, the government called them and give them the plan. This is what the plan is. We're trying to move Bahamian culture, meaning that we're trying to have the support of all of these different organizations to push Bahamian culture forward. I assume the NJC agreed somehow.
Or the Bahamas National Junkanoo Committee.
Yes, some various degree, and they said things that you agree with or disagree with, you bring it forward, and we'll hash it out. The sponsors also had a chance to put things they had concerns with mm-hmm. and things they agree with in terms of moving Bahamian culture. The JCNP said no, they ain't agree with most of these stuff. For whatever reason, and they still hashing out with Junkanoo, right? My problem is the JCNP, and I understand them. I understand that they now have changed their mandate. The mandate was for them to manage the parade. Whatever the government put before them, they manage the parade. They have moved from that to say that they have interest, a vested interest in the Junkanoo festival, right? And they're saying that if before you try to change the festival, you have to come to them, right? But the problem is the JCNP have no money. If the sponsors agree with the government, and we don't know, we now need to have that discussion. Where does the sponsors stand in this conversation? Where does the culturalist, because the culturalist also was invited to the meeting. The culturalists being people who have studied Junkanoo, who understand the culture of the Bahamas and where we're supposed to be going to make sure it's guarded and protected in a particular type of way. They have a viewpoint. And sometimes the viewpoint of the culturalist is different from the Junkanoos. But my question now is, who is the one supposed to be the overarching body to bring the culturalists forward, the junk news forward, the investors forward to say, this is where we're going together? Who's driving the bus? And we still have yet to understand who is responsible from getting us to move from point A.
And since they send a message from his employer's email address, I still don't know. Oh, you mean why I wasn't close to the mic? Because I was whispering, Mr. Newry. I was whispering. Now you want me to say it out loud.
Yeah, so
we don't know who's driving
the bus.
And the truth is, an organization like the JCNP should be driving the bus. But the JCNP has it has destroyed its own integrity by how it is comprised itself.
Explain that.
Right? There's a particular word that lost my mind. The group should not be made up of group leaders only. It becomes a conflict of interest. What the JCNP wants to do makes sense, right? How the JCNP wants to do it also could make sense. But none of it can make sense if the JCNP is only group members. And that's it. That's all it is. The problem would it not exist if the conflict of interest didn't exist, and the conflict of interest exists because the JCNP is composed of only group members.
So who else do you want to be in it? Or what kind of people?
Before we say who else I want to be in it, because I don't know necessarily who should be in it. I just know that this particular composition creates a conflict of interest that cannot be ignored. The prodigal sons have been unable to make it to be, say, for what? Let's be fair.
Let's say
5 out of 10 years. We'd be conservative. 5 out of 10 years, they've been unable to make it to be, resulting in the government asking for a return of the funds the time before last, right? The board, the JCNP, who makes a decision of who's in an A group and is in a B group, is made up of Junkanoo group members, including the prodigal sons. Do the prodigal sons vote on matters pertaining to prodigal sons? How are issues pertaining to the group members dealt with if all of the people in the group are group members? Right? There's a conflict of interest. A body like the JCNP can exist, but it cannot be composed the way that it is composed. Just basic. I'm at the point where I'm offended that people are suggesting that I have some nefarious agenda for participating in this conversation. Y'all have...
Should you be able to participate in this conversation? You're not a Junkanoo.
I'll shut Junkanoo right down. I am a member of the Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world. I've rushed. I have pasted. I'm a Bahamian. I shake cowbell and close. I burn down Bay Street. But I can't participate in the conversation. And all y'all been doing is talking foolishness for 40 years.
Let's go to the caller. Garden Radio.
If the JCNP had money, then maybe they would be making sense. But in all of this time, they haven't been able to devise one revenue generating mechanism to support the work of the organization so that they could stand with this bigoted attitude. Instead of cussing at me and want to still use my taxpayer dollars?
Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, Ms. Green, knowing all of that, they've been doing that for 40 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, I hear you might not be in serious news, they close Bay Street or Junkanoo down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think the Bahamian people who don't like this, what's going on, who really disappointed to know these people and sound like they just row and can't get their act together. We can't, appeal or request or get an injunction from the courts to put Junkanoo on. When I say Junkanoo, I talk about the main celebration, New Year's and Boxing Day on hold, till these guys get their act together. You say both sides at least, it seems like you're saying that they get something what could offer the JCPN and what the government's saying. But it seems like they, for some reasons, can put whatever differences aside and just do what's best for Junkanoo. You say, who then what next, Mr. Newry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a say to fans like Ms. Green and others. Maybe she's a part of Junkanoo group, but maybe some of us who just like Junkanoo ain't a part of no group. Even a former justice or a former reading court, or in, what you might say, independent judge, could sit on this board, since they say they won't bring it back and do it the right way, that different from the biasness from the government or who's the prime minister, brother, and all that stuff, we could have a fair judge who's supposed to be fair and put right where right is. But us, the fans, is who feeling it whilst they rowing and chilling out and cussing out one another, they discussing us who's real Wally boys or saps, and so those are involved with it. But this is the JCP, the main committee now, saying, but who owned this and who owned that? They sound mixed right up. They sound like they don't understand this culture event. Okay. The whole world recognized this as a good thing. And we proud of us Bahamians. And they talk about making money in the past and stuff like that. I wonder how we're supposed to get to that stage when this one thing, they own it and stuff. And what about the sponsors? I think, Mr. Nero, you might have said something about the sponsors earlier. Mm-hmm. What they supposed to do now? They supposed to still be gathering up their money to give it to these groups and they rowing and stuff?
They were watching and waiting.
Huh?
They watching and waiting. We're going to take a break
one
right
family
now.
And Saxon, they mightn't be involved with it or something or in the row, and they shouldn't be mixed up or have to be punished for it. But what about putting an injunction on it through the courts them and tell these humans and get their act together, because this is embarrassing. And these are supposed to be smart people from both sides.
Yep, we're going to have all that discussion. Let me read this text before we go into the break. It says, hi, Aaron. Hi, Nuri. Listen, it sounds like the government want to run Junkanoo. All the government needs to do is fund Junkanoos. Those guys that spend their own hard-earned money, and the government don't give them one red cent. So tell the government, stay out of Junkanoo business. We're going to take a break right after that, and then we come and find out what exactly do government spend. What kind of money do government give? They say just the $30,000 to each group, and that's that. And that ain't enough money. But let's find out exactly what all the government spent.
I like the Saxons, because my mummy say I must like the Saxons. But the point is, I like the Saxons, but without the government light, them costumes wouldn't shine so bright on Bay Street
this
year.
We'll be right back.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love Joe? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rate centers. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Garo 96.9 FM News Smart Talk all day.
Welcome back, Marie. Hey, we're talking Junkin. We'll be talking culture and culturalists and the role of culturalists. I see the phone line. Let me get everybody at least 1 3 minutes worth of talk. So let me go straight to the phone lines right now. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you live.
Hello?
Yeah, you live. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, my biggest issue that I see now is the chairman of the JCMP is now seeming to be so combative that he's prepared to challenge the minister and anyone who says anything outside of what he deems as an acceptable solution. In my view, the JCMP has presented nothing to show that they have a forward plan for Junkin'. I don't see why the minister should have to explain himself to a body that they have appointed to manage the parade. And they've shown, remember now, if you were in charge of Junkin' the last 20 years and you're having all these problems, all this back and forth, and all of a sudden now you look to blame everybody else for the state that Junkin' was in. You had the mantle. You look at you don't need a speaker on behalf of groups, because you saw the other day Genesis tried to express themselves and they were told if you dare rush you'll be out the JCNP. Just the other day in the interview that the chairman had, he said that if you don't agree to JCNP, we welcome you to leave. Now you tell me if a government who wants to sustain their culture would leave a group like to manage the parade. Why would you even do that? That's my view on it. And I think that we could go on forever with it, but there is no way in the world that you could think that body who manages Junkin' in the JCMP is objective. The simple fact that the authority speaks to them and they write back and say, you did not give us ample time to come to the meeting. I mean, what nonsense is this? If someone who funds your activity says, come to a meeting to share your views, you have all these members. You will have no member attend because you feel that you haven't had ample time to digest the request. That's nonsense. That in itself shows you that every group has the capacity to express themselves. You don't need no JCNP to speak to the culture and say what the group wants to do. That's my view on it. I think what needs to happen is the government is moving in the right direction. This bill, many Junkin'ers, don't mind them talking, but the Junkin'ers, that ain't them people in the room. Them people in the room don't pay no costume. Them people in the room are Junkin' politics. They don't paste no costume. They don't build no costume. They ain't making nothing happen. They don't ring no cowbells. They don't beat no drum. They just talk. And the rank and file in their groups are sick and tired in almost every one of those groups. But because you can see even the chairman, his group is prepared to move forward with the bill, and he opposing the bill. It's nonsense. All of them, you just need to put this whole thing to bed, and they just need to wipe on, go back to your group, do your junk on the work, and come to Bay Street. Because all they're doing is wasting people's time. That's it.
Okay, let's move on to the next caller. I appreciate you, caller. Go ahead, Kermit. Pass the next one, too. Go ahead, Guiding Radio AM.
Hey, CA, how you doing?
Doing well. You live.
Okay, and good morning, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, this Junkin' thing has, with the JCNP, has blown out of control. And the government has to rein the JCP or JCPN or JCNP in. They have to be reined. How do you take a national cultural celebration that used to represent freedom and the ability to go where behemoths were not permitted to go, where behemoths were suppressed on Bay Street, where behemoths were glad to contribute of their own earnings to put on a show for other behemoths to come in and appreciate and spectate in. How do you take that and make that about finances? And if the government allows for the entire Junkin' community to access funding, private funding, through major partners of the government of the Bahamas. The government makes the way through all of the various access, road access, lighting, media with broadcast and photography, et cetera, et cetera, reporting, et cetera, et cetera. The government makes this whole thing work. Who does the JCNP think they are? They need to be put on a stop right now. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Okay, let me see if I squeeze this last call in. Go ahead, call it Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio.
Yep.
What does JCNP think, right? What do they contribute to the parade other than...
They manage the parade.
Why don't they just don't get a permit to have their own parade? Let the government do the Boxing Day and the New Year's Day parade. The government pay for the bleachers. The JCMP collects the money. The government pays for the security, which is the police. They get security. The government pays for the cleanup. after the parade. The government pays for the insurance. Do you know all of those people that take part on the parade is insured, and the government pays for that insurance?
I didn't know.
If you were to get hurt on that parade, on one of those bleachers, the government pays for that insurance.
Oh, for the spectators?
The JCMD? They say the government at least give them $30,000. Let the government don't give them nothing for their parade. No $30,000 funding. Don't pay, let them pay for their own bleachers. Let them hire all the security in Nassau. Let them pay for that. Let them pay for the cleanup out. And let them see the amount of the money government put into these parades.
Thank you very much, Carl. Aaron,
did
the parade belongs to, man?
Hold on. Did Anton say the government allows access to private funding from its partners to JCMB? I don't know if that matters. Anyway, I'm just saying, just don't. I'm not caping for the government. From a long time ago, I felt like we need to restructure the space to preserve Junkanoo itself, right, from unnecessary government interference and poorly structured, you know, poorly functioning infrastructure otherwise. We just want to fix Junkanoo, man. We just want to make sure that we can preserve the past, provide for the present, and prepare for the future. That's it.
Yeah. I also believe some culturalists need to get involved to remind the government and the Junkanoos what Junkanoo is all about.
They keep telling us, you don't understand the beat of the drum. You ain't nobody. Y'all need to stop telling people that.
Guess we all need to become vested. This has been Guardian Radio AM. I hope this impasse, we move your left to the right, shuffle some way. Can't stay where it is, man.
Now you want to bring Perry? Oh, that's not what you meant by shuffle.
Yeah, shuffle. Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.